What is going on, everyone? Welcome back to another episode of the MSU Sports Zone podcast. In today's episode, we will preview Saturday's night game against Maryland at 7:30 on the Big Ten Network. And obviously what everyone wants to hear, Audric Estime latest with signing day approaching fastly tomorrow. We'll get right into it next. So first off, let's start with the Maryland preview. And then we'll end the episode with Audric Estime madness that happened yesterday, because we'll save the best for last. But let's get into Saturday's game. So Maryland's 2-3 on the year, for those that haven't watched them closely. They had games against Michigan State earlier in the year, Michigan last week, and Ohio State all got called off. The Michigan State and Ohio State were troubles with the COVID protocols with Maryland, and then last week against Michigan, it was troubles for Michigan. So with that being said, Maryland only played 5 games, whereas Michigan State got to play 7, with the only game getting canceled being Maryland. Michigan State sits at 2-5. Maryland sits at 2-3. Their losses are against Northwestern. They opened the year losing by 40, but they bounced back and beat Minnesota. And they went on the road and beat Penn State by double digits, surprisingly, who's Penn State's been very hot. And they also lost on the road to Indiana and last week, of course, Rutgers. But they only lost to Rutgers, in my opinion, because Tua's little brother, Talia Tagovailoa, he was unable to play due to testing positive, I think, the day before, or 2 days before the game for COVID-19. So he missed last weekend's game. And his status for Saturday night against Michigan State seems very unlikely at this point, especially with the Big Ten ruling that if you test positive, you would need to sit out 21 days. I'm not sure if that rule still sticks. I'd assume it has to. I don't think you can switch that rule this late in the year. But if it does, Talia Tagovailoa will miss Saturday night's game against Michigan State, which should help Michigan State a lot. He's been playing really good down the stretch. He started out rough against Northwestern on the road, losing 43-3. But other than that, he's played pretty well. He played really good against Penn State, played really solid against Minnesota early in the year. And it would have been nice to see him play against, you know, Michigan or Ohio State, see what he could do. But unfortunately, those games got canceled, and he tested positive, so he was unable to play last week as well against Rutgers. So he only got to play 4 games this year so far, guys. And not bad, a 2-2 record for him. But, yeah, so some news came out today for Michigan State. Not surprising, but Peyton Thorne will get the start again this Saturday for the second consecutive game. I'm not sure the severity of Rocky Lombardi's injury, nor do I think it mattered in determining the starter. It might have for some fans' perspectives, maybe for Tucker's perspective. But nonetheless, Peyton Thorne will get the start this Saturday. Michigan State will look to avoid going 2-6 on the season with the crossover game, and they will look to go 3-5 with the win. The game will be at 7:30 on Big Ten Network for those that haven't seen it already or didn't know the channel. Michigan State, Maryland on the road for Michigan State. The crossover games were very weird. I don't know why they did them like this. You know, I was expecting Michigan State to play either Nebraska or Illinois, being that we're the worst in the Big Ten East. They were the worst in the Big Ten West, but it got all jacked up with, you know, the whole Ohio, not necessarily that affecting it, but, you know, them switching the rules with Ohio State needing to play 6 games, only played 5. They made an exception for Ohio State, which I'm not really mad about. It's whatever. They will take on Northwestern in the Big Ten Championship. You guys also see Michigan, who finished low. I don't know how they got screwed like that. They will play Iowa, who finished 2nd in the division. But that game's in jeopardy. It was announced this hour because of COVID-19's with that game and with, you know, the protocol and all that with that. But that's enough for the game. My prediction, I'll give you my prediction, and then we'll get into Audric Estime. My prediction is Michigan State will win 27-17. I think Michigan State needs to win this game, although it doesn't really matter. You know, like Tucker said, we need to play football. Tucker also came out and said today in the Tuesday Zoom press conference that if they receive a bowl bid, you guys know every team receives a bowl bid this year. Every team is eligible for a bowl this year. He said if they were to receive a bid, they would accept it because more football is better for everyone. So that takes out the question that Michigan State would sit out and pass in the bowl like other teams, like Boston College and others elected to not take the bowl. Tucker made it clear, if they get a bowl bid, they're going to the bowl. More football is better for everyone. It's better for evaluating what we have for next year's roster, going into spring ball, going into training camp, and just better for everyone. The players get to play more. The coaches get to watch more film. They get to coach more. And like I said, see what they... So yesterday, as everyone knows, Michigan State running back four-star commit Audric Estime was offered by Notre Dame, and shortly after, he received a haul of crystal balls from 247 analysts, most notably Steve Wilfong, the national recruiting director. And this is a big one for Audric. His teammate, as you guys all know, Gino Vandermark, is also committed to Michigan State. And, you know, some might say, what's the future of Gino? As of now, I don't think that's the biggest concern for the Spartans. Their biggest concern is holding on to Audric Estime. With signing day tomorrow, guys, early signing day is tomorrow. It is huge that Michigan State holds on to him. And I know there's going to be a lot of people listening that think it's over, he's going to Notre Dame. Yeah, I mean, you guys have every right to believe that. And I'm not going to sit up here and tell you you're wrong. But what I will do is I will give you some positive notes for Michigan State. I'll give you some optimism, in other words. And I will also give you my opinion on the whole situation. So first, let's get into an interview he did yesterday after receiving the offer from Rivals recruiting analyst Adam Friedman. Adam did a good job, sat down with Audric, and I pulled a quote that Audric said about Michigan State, and I'll talk about it, guys. He said more about Notre Dame, but I only pulled out what he said about the Spartans. This is what Audric had to say, quote, "Things stand pretty strong with Michigan State right now, honestly. I'm still committed, and this offer is just another offer. They trust me, and I trust them. The point that I took from this, and I will mention it in a second, is this last part, guys. This is very key. This should tell you all you need to know about this whole Audric Estime recruitment / commitment, I guess you could say, is this line right here. Quote, this is what Audric says. They really want me to sign this week. So what I take away from that part is Michigan State, you know, while he didn't say this and Michigan State didn't say this directly, what I imply from that last line is Michigan State feels very, very, I want to say, in their heart, if Audric is unable to sign early this week, tomorrow, in other words, they feel very low about their chances of keeping Audric, as they should. If Audric says, you know, I'm not going to sign early, I'm going to, in other words, drag out the recruitment and wait until February, which is National Signing Day, then it only hurts the Spartans. He mentioned in the article as well, which I didn't bring up, that he was looking to visit Notre Dame, but obviously that hasn't happened with his season, you know, him playing, and then it just got canceled. If he were to, you know, sign his letter of intent tomorrow with Michigan State, he mentioned it, he wouldn't be able to visit Notre Dame, so he wouldn't, you know, the offer would be kind of meaningless in a sense. But if he doesn't sign tomorrow, which obviously Tucker and the staff are doing everything they can to make sure that happens, then the question will be, where do the Spartans go? Because while he still is going to be committed if he doesn't sign tomorrow, it's only going to hurt their chances by the day that he decommits and chooses another school, most notably Notre Dame. I know that the crystal balls are totally not in Michigan State's favor right now. I mean, there was a haul yesterday, like I said, Steve Wilfong, everyone else basically that knows what they're doing on 247, switched directly to Notre Dame the second he was offered. But if he does wait, like I said, it's not good for Michigan State because he will then be able to, like he said, most notably visit Notre Dame, which isn't going to help Michigan State at all. He said he had great things to say about Notre Dame. Him and the running back coach talk a lot, but he also said great things about Michigan State, the staff. He said, they trust me and I trust them. But this is what I've been waiting the whole episode to do, is I want to give you guys my opinion on this whole Audric Estime recruitment. And let me make this clear. This is nothing against Audric whatsoever. This is what I believe. I don't know what's happened to the game. Put it like this. And a lot of people are going to disagree with me with this part. That's fine. First things first, Audric Estime should honestly, I don't want to say go to Notre Dame, but if he chooses that route, there should be no one that harms him. Notre Dame's a top four team in the nation right now, most notably playing Clemson this week, probably going to be in the college football playoff. So that's number one. If he chooses that route to go to Notre Dame, Who can blame him? Who honestly can blame him? Straight up. Number two, and Justin mentioned this to me as well, and, you know, it's obvious. They have a much better offensive line right now than Michigan State does. They're probably, I'd say, the best at developing offensive line talent in the NFL. If you guys remember from a few years ago, they had two top 10 picks for offensive linemen. I forget the names right now, but they had two top 10 picks. One went to the Colts, one went to the 49ers. Now, with all that being said, with all the good things about Notre Dame, him going there, which I have no issue with, here's what I have an issue with. And I told a few people this. A lot of people laugh, but it's not me being salty. It's just the reality of, I don't want to say college football, just what's happened to sports. A lot of guys leave for money now. Coaches, they're not loyal. I mean, no offense, you saw that with Tucker. And I'm not blaming Tucker. He doubled his salary. But there's very little loyalty nowadays. Now, with that being said about Audric Estime, here's what I don't like. Notre Dame basically told him, and no one's going to report that they said this, but it's just obvious what they were doing to him. Anyone that knows and analyzes football recruiting will know this. They basically have told Audric Estime for a few months now, we will not offer you unless we know what Donovan Edwards is doing. And I'm sorry, you're either going to totally agree with me on this or just totally disagree. I don't like that. If I was Audric, that wouldn't sit well with me. Because you guys all know Donovan Edwards decides tomorrow as well on signing day. He is ultimately deciding tomorrow where he will elect to go to school. With Audric Estime being offered, it's taken away the obvious that Notre Dame feels not very confident they're going to land Donovan tomorrow. I'm thinking Donovan either chooses Michigan, probably, or if not, Georgia. Either way, it's not going to be Notre Dame. And Notre Dame basically waited to the last minute, the day before, 2 days before early signing day, to offer one of the top 3 to 5 running backs in the entire country, in the entire 2021 class. And the reason it doesn't sit well with me, and I don't know how, I mean, to Audric, he's a young kid. He's 17, 18 years old. So obviously he's probably thrilled about the offer, as I would be. Notre Dame's one of the all-time greatest football programs. Like I mentioned, great at developing talent, great at offensive line talent. He runs in front of the offensive line. You know, him going to Michigan State is more of a rebuild. I'm smart enough to know this stuff, guys. I don't even know what the word would be. I'm not haunting or whatever you want to use the word. Blaming him if he chooses to go to Notre Dame. Not at all. All I'm saying is there's got to be some kind of, not loyalty, but something in the brain where these guys got to realize, like, man, like, they kind of did me dirty. They waited until the absolute last minute to offer me. They basically said, while they probably didn't tell him this, they implied, hey, we don't believe you're as good as Donovan Edwards. If they believe that, why didn't they offer him 6 months ago? Why'd they wait for 2 days before signing day when they said, oh shit, we're probably not going to land Edwards. Edwards is probably going to go to Michigan or Notre Dame. We better offer this guy. And I know a lot of people are going to listen to this saying, well, they've recruited Estime for months. And yes, you're right, they have recruited him. Estime has spoke very highly of Notre Dame. He said they gave him nice virtual tours. They've showed him the beautiful big church. He mentioned that. And he's never visited Notre Dame. He's only visited Michigan State once this summer with his commit teammate, Vandermark. They did a virtual visit. They did a tour in person, but they weren't able to, you know, meet with the coaches and all that stuff because of COVID protocols. But with all that nice things being said about Notre Dame, guys, that part would not sit well with me with a team basically beating the bush for months. I don't know why they didn't offer him after they saw his first senior game. I don't know why they waited till the season was over, but it's only one way to put into words. They only waited because they were waiting on Donovan Edwards, guys. And I'm sorry to be the guy that had to say it, but shit, somebody had to say it. Nonetheless, I wish Audric Estime the best of luck. We all hope he signs with Michigan State. We all cannot blame him whatsoever if he chooses Notre Dame. I'm not salty whatsoever. I just was trying to be real with you guys, tell you straight up what I felt about that part. But I also see where him going to Notre Dame, it's a business decision. You know, if he straight up says, hey, it's a better chance in the NFL, better school, better offensive line to run under, you got to give him a round of applause, because you can't argue that. You cannot argue that whatsoever. This isn't Michigan we're talking about, not putting a back in the NFL since 07. Don't know why Edwards would even think about going to Michigan. That's not even the question here. This is a premier program where they haven't put a ton of running backs in the NFL. They've developed offensive line talent very well, and that's something no one can dispute. So with all that being said, we will see tomorrow if Audrick does sign early. If he does not, who knows? It's probably not a good sign for Michigan State at all. I will be bringing on Rivals recruiting analyst, who you guys all love, Justin Thin, on either Thursday or Friday. We'll break down Michigan State's 2021 class. We'll break down who didn't sign, who did sign, the latest with all that. So stay tuned for that episode.